All right, buckle up for a deep dive, you guys, into a family history mystery, one that could give any Hollywood thriller a run for its money. You sent us this article, actor Anthony Quinn's elusive Irish grandfather, and wow, talk about a wild ride. We're going to dig into the real story behind Anthony Quinn's Irish grandfather, a story that even the actor himself, you know, may not have fully known.
It really is amazing how genealogy can just totally rewrite history. We all think we know our family stories, but sometimes the truth is so much more, well, intriguing than we could have ever imagined.
For sure. And in this case, you know, we're talking about Anthony Quinn, the legend, the guy who starred in films like Zorba the Greek, Lawrence of Arabia, his Irish grandfather, Frank Quinn. He's a key player in this whole thing. So let's kick things off with what Quinn himself had to say about his grandfather.
Well, Quinn, in his autobiography, he wrote about his grandfather, Frank, dying in this tragic train accident when his dad was just a little boy. Heartbreaking, right? And it was just accepted as the truth for so many years.
Yeah, yeah, a classic family tragedy. But here's where things take a turn. Our expert genealogist, Claudia Casillas, she decided to dig a little deeper. And guess what? She uncovered a truth that's pretty shocking. Frank Quinn, he didn't die young at all. In fact, he actually outlived Anthony Quinn's father. Whoa, talk about a plot twist.
Yeah, Casillas, she's a pro at putting together these historical puzzles. Birth certificates, marriage licenses, census data. She even dug into old newspaper articles, both here and in Ireland. It's like she was on a mission, like a detective. And let me tell you, the evidence she found, it's really mind-blowing.
So, okay, Frank Quinn Sr., if he didn't die young, then what's the real deal? Like, paint us a picture of his life.
All right, so he was a railroad engineer, worked hard, traveled all the time, El Paso, Texas, to Chihuahua, Mexico. He even went back to Ireland a few times. And get this, for years, he was a confirmed bachelor, living the life, you know, adventure, hard work, the whole nine yards.
Hold on, wait. Both Anthony Quinn's father, A&A grandfather, were named Frank Quinn, and they both lived in Los Angeles, like at the same time.
True story. Frank Quinn Sr., the Irishman, moved to L.A. around 1920. And his son, you know, also Frank Quinn, he was already in L.A., working in the film industry. Can you imagine father and son, same city, both connected to the world of entertainment? Yet, it seems like their paths never crossed.
Oh man, this is getting good. It's like a hidden family drama, and it's playing out against the backdrop of Hollywood's golden age.
And remember, we're talking about the early 1900s, a time of massive change, tons of upheaval, especially with the Mexican Revolution raging just south of the border. That historical context, it's really crucial because it had a direct impact on the Quinn family.
Okay, let's dive into that. How did the Mexican Revolution shape their lives?
Well, Anthony Quinn's parents, Francisco and Manuela, they were right there in the middle of it all, fighting alongside Pancho Villa, can you believe it?
Whoa, now that's a family history packed with adventure.
Totally. Manuela, pregnant with Anthony at the time, she was eventually sent back to Chihuahua City to be safe. But the revolution, it was pure chaos, and it probably forced Frank Quinn Sr. to flee Mexico. He relocated to El Paso with his sisters. It was a time when people were forced to move. Families were torn apart, you know.
You know, it's interesting. There's this theme, the single mother's theme, running through this story, right?
You noticed that, huh? Sharp ear. Both Anthony Quinn's father and grandmother, they were born to unmarried mothers. It adds another layer of complexity to this whole thing, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Family stories, they're never simple, are they? There are always chapters that are hidden, truths that are left untold.
So true. For instance, Sabina Espinosa, Anthony Quinn's paternal grandmother, she registered her son's birth back in 1894. She noted that he was natural and totally left the father's name off the birth certificate. And then there's Manuela, Anthony's mother, also born out of wedlock, and there's no official birth record for her at all.
So we have these parallel lives playing out. A father and son, both named Frank Quinn, both pulled to Los Angeles, both navigating this changing world. What happened next?
Well, this is where it gets really, really tragic. Both Frank Quinn's father and son, they both died in accidents. The son, Anthony Quinn's father, he was hit by a truck in 1926. Just a few years later, 1929, Frank Sr. died in a train derailment. It was caused by a flood.
No way. What are the chances? Two men, same name, similar paths, and they meet similar fates. It's hard to believe it's just a coincidence.
I know, right? It makes you think, was there some deeper connection between them, some invisible thread that was like weaving their destinies together?
Okay, I need a minute to process all of this. Hidden family secrets, crazy twists, tragic parallels. It's like we're watching a soap opera, but it's real life and it's spanning generations.
And we're just scratching the surface. There's so much more to uncover in this deep dive into Anthony Quinn's mysterious Irish grandfather. You know, it's almost as if, well, history is playing this cosmic joke, bringing these two Frank Quinns, father and son, separated by, you know, circumstances, to the same city, only to have them both die tragically within just a few years of each other, really makes you think, you know. Even in a sprawling city like Los Angeles, fate has a way of weaving this tight web.
Yeah, it's like a Greek tragedy or something.
Yeah.
The names repeating, the same line of work, echoes of fate. It really adds this whole layer of depth and mystery to Anthony Quinn's story, almost like his real life was just as dramatic, just as complex as the characters he played on screen.
For sure. And what's really striking about this whole deep dive is how it's transformed what seemed like a straightforward story, you know, a famous actor's family tree, into this multi-layered exploration of identity, family secrets, and the power of the past. You know, it's really enduring. We started with just one article, and look where we are.
It just goes to show you that every deep dive, no matter how simple it seems on the surface, has the potential to uncover something truly incredible. It makes us question everything, you know, and expands our understanding of the world in ways we never expected.
Yeah. I think for me, this deep dive in particular has just left this profound sense of wonder. Wonder about the stories that haven't been told yet, the ones hidden in archives and family records, the connections we make, the ones we miss, and ultimately, how much can we really know about our past, you know? It's humbling.
Right. It's a good reminder that history, well, it's never really settled. There are always more layers to peel back, more perspectives to consider, more mysteries to solve. It's this constant process of discovery, and that's what makes it so captivating.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this exploration of Anthony Quinn's family history, I wanted to leave you with one final thought-provoking, well, thought, something to consider.
Lay it on me.
How much do we really truly know about our own family histories? What stories are we carrying around inside us, passed down through generations, just waiting to be, you know, explored, challenged, maybe even rewritten? What would your deep dive uncover?
Whoa, that's a question that's going to stick with me. And I bet our listeners are feeling the same way. It's like a call to action, an invitation to embark on our own genealogical adventures. Who knows what we'll find, what truths we'll dig up.
Right. That's the beauty of it all. The journey, the discovery, it's just beginning.
So we've uncovered all this stuff about Anthony Quinn's Irish grandfather, Frank Quinn Sr. We know he didn't die young, like everyone thought, that he lived this really interesting life, even lived in the same city as his son. But, like, did they ever actually connect? Did Anthony Quinn even know about this grandfather who had the same name as his dad?
That's the big question, isn't it? The article, it doesn't really give us a definitive answer. It's totally possible that this was, like, a family secret, or maybe just one of those lost connection things that happen, especially in a city that's growing so fast. I mean, think about it. Even today, with all the technology we have, families lose touch, stories get forgotten. Back then, it must have been so much harder.
It really does make you think about how delicate family history can be. We rely on these stories, documents, memories, but sometimes those pieces are missing, or the story's just not complete. And in this case, we're left wondering, you know, did Anthony Quinn ever know the whole truth about his grandfather?
And that's where genealogical research, it's so powerful. Claudia Casillas, the genealogist who wrote the article, she did an amazing job piecing together this family puzzle. Using primary sources, you know, the real deal. Without her work, this story, it might have stayed hidden forever.
It's like she's a historical detective, right?
If it's.
Uncovering clues, connecting the dots across generations. And the crazy thing is, it all started with this seemingly simple statement in Anthony Quinn's autobiography. It just goes to show there's always more to discover, even in stories we think we already know.
Exactly. And this whole deep dive into Anthony Quinn's family history, it's reminded me that history, it's not just about dates and names. It's about people, the relationships, the choices they made, the secrets they kept. Sometimes those secrets, they're more captivating than any made-up story.
Right. We started with this tragic story about a grandfather dying young. Now we've got all these twists and turns, parallel lives, questions that might never be answered. Every family has its secrets, and sometimes the most fascinating discoveries, they're right there in front of us, hidden in plain sight.
Speaking of hidden in plain sight, let's go back to the fact that both Frank Quinns ended up in Los Angeles. We know Frank Sr. lived on West 73rd Street in 1924. And his son, Anthony's father, was only about 12 miles away on South Daly Street. They were practically neighbors.
No way. Really? That's wild. Did they ever run into each other? Did they know about each other? It's crazy to think about, you know?
Totally. It makes you wonder, did Anthony Quinn's father ever actually meet his own dad? Did he know anything about his life after he left Mexico? Did Frank Sr. ever try to find his son? We might never know the answers, but those questions, they linger long after you finish reading the article.
It's a reminder that history is full of these what-if moments, these possibilities that we can only imagine. And that's part of what makes it so, so interesting. It makes our imaginations run wild, makes us want to dig deeper, uncover more of those hidden stories.
You know, this deep dive, it hasn't just shed light on Anthony Quinn's family history. It's made me think more deeply about my own family story. What stories do I think I know? What's waiting to be discovered? What would my deep dive uncover?
That's such a good point. This isn't just about some celebrity's genealogy. It's a reminder that everyone has a family history, a story waiting to be explored. Who knows what secrets, what mysteries, what crazy connections are out there?
Exactly. That's the beauty of genealogy, right? It's a journey of discovery, piecing together these fragments of the past to get a clearer picture of who we are, where we come from.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive into Anthony Quinn's elusive Irish grandfather, I'm just feeling this renewed sense of wonder about my own family history. There's always more to learn, more to discover, more to connect with.
For sure. So to all our listeners out there, I encourage you, embrace the mystery, dive into your own family stories and see what you find. Who knows, maybe you'll uncover some amazing family secret or even rewrite a chapter in your own family history.
That's a great way to end it. Until next time, keep exploring, keep those questions coming, and keep those family trees growing.